This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger.
Our lives are threatened by the climate crisis that is fast becoming an emergency.
That is Kwasi Aduamankwa, the General Secretary of the African Regional Organization of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national union centers, such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress at the world level. ITUC Africa represents 15 million workers in 56 unions in Africa. Mr. Aduamankwa spoke from the COP26 climate conference held in Glasgow, Scotland. He looks forward to COP27, which will be held in Egypt in November 2022.
All around us, there is stark evidence of increasing climate-related disasters, such as extreme droughts from El Nino effects in southern Africa, threatening tourism, jobs, and livelihoods. Sea erosions in coastal areas, most parts of Western Africa. Series of cyclones leading to floods in Mozambique, locust invasion in East Africa threatening food security, climate-induced migration in the Sahel, fires and floods in Australia, California, leading to hundreds, if not thousands, of deaths each year and destruction of livelihoods of millions. The latest IPCC report released in August this year establishes that we have to reduce drastically emissions by at least 45% to achieve climate targets by 2030, as enshrined in the Paris Agreement. Again, the most recent synthesis report on NDCs, released a few weeks ago, indicates that while there is a clear trend that greenhouse gas emissions are being reduced over time, nations must urgently redouble their climate efforts if they are to prevent global temperatures increasing beyond the Paris Agreement's goal of well beyond 2 degrees centigrade to ideally 1.5 degrees centigrade by the end of the century. Certainly, our efforts are not enough. We need to continue working with governments and relevant stakeholders towards overcoming the climate crisis. It is my hope that parties will commit to real action that will bring about the urgent and structural changes needed to meet climate targets and transform our economies and societies. Importantly, our countries need to commit to real action beyond the resolutions passed. It is imperative that parties look beyond individual interests and work in the true spirit of multilateralism towards the common goal of combating and overcoming the current crisis, not only with the climate and environment, but with the socio-economic and political crisis the world is currently plagued with. As African trade unions, our demands towards tackling the climate crisis are centered around five key points, including to raise climate ambition and back it with concrete action at all levels, to advance a just transition for workers, communities, and developing countries, to push for climate finance for mitigation and adaptation, to establish loss and damage provisions, and to deepen multi-stakeholder partnerships. To advance these demands, the key strategies of African trade unions include lobbying of African governments to adopt climate reduction plans and integrating targets in national development plans, continuous advocacy on integration of just transition in national determined contributions, pushing for support to build the adaptive capacities and resilience of developing countries, developing trade union capacity on just transition, NDCs, and to develop lobbying and advocacy skills for climate action, and building strategic partnerships and alliances for climate action at national, regional, and global levels. These strategies are not exhaustive and also not limited to the African region, and can be adopted across board and further be expanded to deepen our fight to combating the climate crisis and, most importantly, advancing a just transition. It is my hope that we build on the work being done in these areas in our respective countries as we deepen our efforts for enhanced action. As we prepare for COP27, I sincerely look forward to progress on the key demands outlined, and even more importantly, to renewed commitments to advance climate action by all parties. As Africa Trade Unions, we look forward to welcoming you to Egypt for the next COP. Together with the ITUC, we hope to work together to have as many of you present at COP27, which will be instrumental for developing countries within the framework of adaptation, building resilience. The reports are clear. We have little time to save what is left of the planet, if not for ourselves, for future generations. I encourage you to continue the fight towards building a sustainable and green economy that provides decent jobs, respects the rights of workers, and preserves the environment for future generations.